This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, December 21st, AD 2021. Only 4 days left till Christmas. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Christian Aid Ministries, based in Ohio, held a press conference yesterday on the escape of the remaining 12 missionary hostages held by kidnappers in Haiti. As the Christian believers were captured, they sang out Psalm 34, verse 7. It says, "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them." The hostages were kept in one room during their captivity and spent many hours of each day praying, singing, and encouraging each other. Without the benefit of having a Bible, they still recited Bible verses by memory. They also prayed for their Haitian captors and told them about God's love and their need to repent. Weston Showalter, the spokesman for Christian Aid Ministries, revealed the conditions of their captivity.
The hostages did what they could to encourage others who were being held hostage by the same gang. As you know, this issue of kidnapping has seemed to be very widespread, and our group was and is not the only group of people that is being held. Though held in different rooms, they would sing, sometimes being joined by the other hostages, not from their group. Although they couldn't always see the other hostages, they would talk through the walls to encourage them from God's word.
Jesus said, "Love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust." Matthew 5, verses 44 and 45. Showalter also shared details about the timing of their daring escape.
Over the time of their captivity, God gave various hostages a desire to attempt an escape, but it took a while for all of them to agree on when and how that could take place. To attempt such a thing would be dangerous. They sought God over and over again, seeking direction from Him. They sought God in prayer. When would be the time? How could it be done? On several occasions, they planned an escape, but they had decided if specific things didn't happen at specific times that they had determined as a group, they would accept that as God's direction to wait. Twice, when they planned to escape, God gave clear signs that this was not the right time.
You can watch the whole 58-minute-long press conference video, including pictures of the released captives, through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Last Wednesday, Muslim jihadists beheaded a Christian pastor in the Cabo Delgado province of Mozambique, Southeast Africa, reports International Christian Concern. While Mozambique is 18% Muslim, Christians make up the bulk of the population. The Biden administration is still pressuring the 15% of the U.S. population that, according to the Centers for Disease Control, remains unvaccinated. A Biden spokesperson said Monday that the recalcitrants could expect, quote, "a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm," end quote. Columbia University researchers have issued a report indicating what they believe to be the real COVID-19 vaccine-induced fatality rates by age. The study concluded the under-18 fatality rate at 0.004%. The 18 to 45 fatality rate at 0.01%, the 45 to 65 fatality rate at 0.016%, and the over 65 fatality rate at 0.04 to 0.06%. A study published by Nature magazine, which was conducted by Columbia University Mailman School of Public Health, has also determined that 31% of Americans had contracted COVID in 2020. Based on this number and the CDC's COVID death count for 2020, the odds of dying of COVID-19 are 0.001% for unvaccinated children under 18. The odds of dying of COVID-19 for unvaccinated people contracting it between 18 and 45 years of age is 0.03%. The odds of dying of COVID-19 for unvaccinated people contracting it between the ages of 45 and 65 is 0.24%. The odds of dying of COVID-19 for unvaccinated people contracting it between the ages of 65 and 75 is 1%. And the odds of dying of COVID-19 for unvaccinated people contracting it over the age of 75 is 2.66%. Based on this data, children under 18 are 4 times more likely to die of the COVID shot than they would die of the COVID-19 virus. About half of the 5 to 17-year-old group in the U.S. has received at least one COVID shot. New York City began mandating the vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds if they participate in extracurricular activities. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped over 400 points on Monday. That's 1,500 points off of the November 8th peak. However, economist David Stockman, the mastermind behind Reaganomics in the 1980s, says the stock market is overvalued by at least 70%. Based on best-case economic growth, the current stock market valuation could achieve these levels by the year 2060. This means a realistic Dow Jones number would be about 10,000, or a 24,500-point adjustment. Proverbs 23, verses 4 and 5 says, "Do not overwork to be rich. Will you set your eyes on that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away like an eagle toward heaven." And finally, Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia is the hero to Republican senators. But in the eyes of his Democrat colleagues, Manchin is the GOAT after publicly committing to vote down the president's socialist Build Back Better bill. Fox Business suggested that Manchin has saved the country from economic disaster, while Manchin's liberal colleagues called him a, quote, "threat to the future of American democracy," end quote. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, December 21st in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.